Michelle, haven't you ever heard of privacy?
I heard of it, but I don't believe in it.
Hey, Michelle, how would you like a shiny new quarter, huh?
Thanks.
You can have it if you go upstairs and leave us alone.
Yeah, this is more interesting. Don't mind me. Kiss.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Okay, Jess, I got a great new bit for the radio show. Pets who sound like their masters. Loving it, loving it. What do you got? I got Popeye's dog. Bow, bow, wow, bow, wow. Bark, bark.
Bark. Wait a second. I got one for you guys, okay? This is Murray Fliegelman's canary, okay?
Hey, how about some bird seed, Murray?
If you knew Murray, you'd be cracking up right now.
Hi. Hey, girls.
What a day.
Fried bologna in the lunchroom again?
I wish.
Oh, sweetheart, I'll tell you what. Why don't I take you down to Johnson's Hardware and you can tell your dad all your problems while you're riding on Quacky, the mechanical duck.
Quacky? Dad, I'm in first grade. I would look silly on a mechanical duck.
Dad, she's bummed because they're going to cancel the first grade play. And I was going to be the choreographer.
Oh, that's a shame.
Our only hope is to find a parent volunteer to direct it.
Guys, please, don't worry. I'm a parent. I volunteer.
All right, Danny. Well, you beat us to it.
Yeah, you are so lucky. I mean, I only wish it was Joey and I taming a stage full of adorable little tykes.
Thanks, Dad, but rehearsals are every morning at 10. That's when you do your show, and it's the only time we have the auditorium.
That means I can't do it.
Oh, boys, I guess your wish is gonna come true.
Oh, goody.
Oh, come on, Jess, we can't let the kids down. It'll be fun.
All right, all right.
Okay, Michelle. All right, what's the play?
America's a Beautiful. It's about America.
Hey, Jess, do you have any time to watch the boys while I run to the store? By the time I get them both in the cart, there's no room for any groceries.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but we have to go to work. We're on the air in 20 minutes.
Hey, it's okay. I'll watch the guys for you.
Oh, that would be great. Thanks, Danny.
Bye, boys. Give Daddy a kiss.
Say bye, Daddy.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good day. All right.
See you later.
Bye, boys.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. All right, you guys. Now, Uncle Danny's going to watch you, so be good for him, okay? Thanks, Danny.
You got it. No problem. Oh, I gotcha. Okay. You boys want to ride Quacky the Mechanical Duck? Huh? You got any quarters? I'm all out. What's a duck say?
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack? Quack, let's go ride Quacky.
Hi.
Hey. Guess what? I'm going to be in America. They're Beautiful. Do you want to come?
We'd love to.
We would?
Of course we would. It's the cutest, sweetest, most adorable little play. You know, I was Yankee Doodle when I was in the first grade. So was I.
Both of you? I gotta be Yankee Doodle.
Okay, but you're gonna have to work for it. Are you ready for that, Michelle?
I guess so.
I can't hear you!
I guess so.
Good. Okay, let's march. Now move. March. 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 I think I'm gonna like this job.
Nikki, Alex, Mommy's home. I've got a surprise for you.
We're in here, Becky.
Surprise!
Hey!
Choo-choo!
All aboard for the Nikki and Alex Express. We made a little run to the toy store. Did you know these boys love trains?
Yeah, they do.
We are having so much fun.
Well, that's great. I'll just put these away for later. When you boys are older, I'm sure you'll appreciate the fine craftsmanship.
You do whatever you want, Becky. I got them. Choo-choo! Go through the tunnel.
Okay, Michelle, let's try the song again.
One question. You know the part where Yankee Doodle sticks the feather in his hat and calls it macaroni?
Yeah, what about it?
Is he calling the hat macaroni or the feather?
The feather.
Well, then what does he call his hat?
I don't know, Michelle.
He must call it something.
Bob. He calls it Bob.
Should I sing Stuck a Feather in His Bob?
Just sing it the way you learned it, huh?
Girls, it's kind of late, isn't it?
Hey, you don't become Yankee Doodle by turning in early. Show them what you got, Michelle.
Okay. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
All right.
Very good, Michelle. That was terrific.
Maybe not quite what my doodle was, but I think it's safe to say the tenor tradition will continue.
Well, looks like we found our star.
Yay, I'm going to be Yankee Doodle.
Right.
Bye. Kids, I'm Ms. Tanner, your choreographer. Now, this is Joy Gladstone and Jessica Topolis. I've asked them to direct. Now, you're gonna work and you're gonna sweat. And when I say jump, you're gonna say, how high?
Okay, stop, stop, okay.
You know, your sister's getting on my last nerve.
Try living with her.
Okay, kids, basically, we're here to have a good time.
That's right. Now, we're going to sing, we're going to dance, we're going to put on a terrific show.
So far, we're just sitting here.
Aaron, my man. See, they let you out of kindergarten, huh?
You still don't have a job, huh? He has a good job.
Hey, now, Michelle, we don't need to defend ourselves to him. I have my own radio show. What do you do?
Okay, let's start the audition, shall we?
All right, here we go. Okay.
Yankee Doodle went to town
riding on a pony.
Stuck a feather in his hat and... ooh, Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Find the music and us dancing with the girls be handy. I never liked this song.
Okay, all right, quiet, quiet. Now, we're not finished yet. Now, the part of George Washington goes to Aaron Bailey.
Do I have the biggest part?
No, but you have the biggest mouth.
And Denise Frazier will play his wife, Martha Washington.
Ew!
And now for the part of Yankee Doodle.
That's going to be you.
Yes, son?
Excuse me, but I didn't get a chance to try out.
Oh, sorry, we didn't see you back there.
Oh, that's okay. I tend to blend in with my surroundings.
Take center stage here, and then we'll do a song.
Key of E, please.
All right, the key of E.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Do you guys like Uncle Danny's raisin bread? Oh, you like the raisin part.
Hey, Danny?
Yeah?
Did you wake the boys up from their nap?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was checking on them, and I could hear their tummies growling from outside the door. So I made them some of my special raisin bread. They're gonna need their energy, because I am taking these guys to the park. Could you do me a favor, Becky, and get their jackets?
Okay, sure. Be right back.
Thanks. Hey, Michelle. How's the star of the school play?
Why don't you go to his house and ask him?
What happened?
Uncle Jesse and Joey picked somebody else.
What? Well, Michelle was great, but this other kid, Derek, was greater.
You know, we're sorry to get you excited about this thing, Michelle, but do we have to be fair?
Why?
Well, Michelle, if somebody really was a little better than you, then you have to think that Joey and Uncle Jesse made the right choice, and you just got to accept it.
Yeah, but listen to this, Michelle. We put our heads together, and we came up with a great part for you.
Yeah, you're on stage the whole time. You're the center of everything.
I'm listening.
Everybody, apparently we're going to have to go right back to the basics of dancing. Now, this is a foot.
Okay, time out. Let's take a little break from the dancing and take it from George Washington's line, a proud symbol.
A proud symbol welcomes all to our country and reminds us that we are free.
Michelle, you have a line. I am Lady Liberty.
I am Lady Liberty. I should have been Yankee Doodle.
All right, take five, kids.
Okay, everybody, over here.
All right, what's the matter, Shorty?
My arm is getting bored. I don't want to be the Statue of Liberty.
Hey, Jess, can't we write her a little song and dance number or something?
No, Joseph, no, we can't spoil her. She's got to learn to be a team player. Now, sweetheart, listen, if you don't want to be Lady Liberty, then I suggest maybe you go sit down and watch the rest of the kids rehearse, okay?
Fine.
All right, come on, gang. We got a show to do.
Get everybody back in places. Places, please. Places. And one, two. Keep those knees high.
Hey, let's catch a movie tonight. Great. I'm in the mood for something deep. How about Ernest Goes to Mars? Kimmy, Steve and I don't want to see that.
Well, how do you know?
You want to see that?
I don't know. I want to think about it.
Okay, think about it.
Well, I can't think while you're watching me.
What's your problem?
Well, it's just that you shouldn't be making decisions for me.
Why not? Sure beats the heck out of thinking for yourself. I do not make decisions for you.
Yes, you do. Like the other day, you told Michelle we'd go to her play without even asking me if I wanted to go.
Do you want to?
Well, actually, no.
You have to.
Hey, I don't have to do anything.
Fine, forget the play.
Well, fine, I will.
Fine.
Fine.
Well, you sure showed him. Is he still going to drive us to the movie?
16 men on a dead man's chest. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
Danny?
Come in.
I mean, come in.
Oh, sorry.
No, hey, Becky, it's okay. I've got a suit on. Mickey and Alex and I were just finishing up their bath.
Well, Danny, I was going to give them their bath.
Oh, hey, I don't mind. It's no problem.
Danny, actually, it is a problem. The last couple of days, every time I've gone to do something with the boys, you've already done it. And I know that you only want to help, but my time with them is really precious. I mean, they're only this age for so long.
Don't I know it? I'm sorry, Becky. I guess when Michelle told me that she was too old to ride Quacky, I realized that my last little duck rider had left the pond. I miss having babies around. So what I've been thinking is, can I have one of yours?
Look, I'm sorry. I'll stay out of your way.
Oh, no, you're not in the way. Look, the boys love being with you. Uncle Dean's fun. You know what we can do? We'll set aside some special Uncle Danny time so you guys can be together.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that sound, guys, huh? You like that idea? Thanks, Becky.
Yes, Mommy will get it, Mommy will get it.
Hi, Peanut.
Oh, I get it. You're not talking to us.
Michelle, are you not talking to us?
Yeah, she's not talking to us.
All right. All that are ticked off at Uncle Jesse and Joey, say aye.
Aye. You tricked me.
I get it, Michelle. You think we're being unfair, don't you?
Right.
Well, we think you're being unfair.
Michelle, everyone in that play is working very hard. Now, if we don't have a Statue of Liberty, you're letting all the other kids down. Is that what you want?
No, I want to be Yankee Doodle, because Stephanie and DJ were Yankee Doodle, and I want to be Yankee Doodle, too.
Well, Michelle, you don't always get what you want in life. Hey, when I was a little boy, I wanted to be Fred Flintstone, but heck, I had too many toes.
Excuse me, Michelle. Now, Michelle, this whole thing, it's like being in a band. I mean, not everyone could be the lead singer.
You are.
Yes, but I'm no more important than the bass player. What's his name? What's his name? A kid with long curly hair. Larry or Lenny or something.
Michelle, excuse me. What Jesse isn't quite saying is, you're part of a team and everyone has to do their share.
That's right, and my band wouldn't sound as good without, what's the kid's name? What is his name? The long-haired guy.
The point is, Michelle, a lot of people are counting on you.
That's right, so we want you to go out there and we want you to be the best Statue of Liberty you could be. Capiche?
Capiche. And his name is Lanny.
Lanny!
Steve, you came.
Yeah, I'm sorry I got mad the other day.
No, it was my fault.
Let's never fight again.
I've never felt closer to you than I do right now.
Neither have I.
Steve, I'll never make another decision without asking you first. Switch seats with my dad. If it's okay with you.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, you're up.
Greetings, fellow Americans. I am the father of our country. My name is Aaron Bailey.
George Washington.
Oh, yeah. My name is George Washington. And here comes my wife, Bertha.
Martha.
I think it's going pretty well.
Yourselves. What's going on here? It's just time for the big finale.
He's frozen. The show's over. It's a total choke job.
Seth, you're not helping, okay?
Hey, Derek, come on. You're going to be great out there.
No, I can't do this.
Let me talk to him. Derek, do you know how long I've been holding up my arm? Michelle, I'm too scared to go out there. You be Yankee Doodle. You're good.
Yes, that's true. But you're great.
Right now, I'm sick.
But we're all on the same team. We need you.
You do?
Totally. Now go out there and be the best Yankee Doodle you can be.
Okay, here I go.
You're not moving.
Give me a push.
All right, Munchkin. I'm proud of you.
Now let's move it, people. We've got a show to do.
All right. Okay. Showtime.
Now, as I was saying, look, here comes our Yankee Doodle Boy.